Have you ever heard somebody joke about how they prayed for patience and now they're really getting it? I've heard this so much, and I think that we have taken it to heart, that we don't pray big things because we don't get encouraged by our brethren, that's for sure. Instead, we get discouraged that it's foolish to pray for such things and that why would we do such a thing? Because that just means trials are going to come. But what if we need patience and it's destroying our lives that we're so impatient because we're lashing out in anger when our kids don't do things fast enough or when our employees don't respond fast enough to what we want or, you know, fill in the blank? This is just another tool of the devil to keep us from expecting big, amazing things from God and to keep us from going before God's throne in boldness in prayer and to keep us from continuing on the sanctification process of being refined to look more like the image of Jesus. So let's dive into this and let's defeat the devil's lies and kick them to the curb. I'll see you in a minute. Welcome to the More Power Than You Think podcast. I'm Jennifer Scow. After receiving a bipolar diagnosis in 2013, God taught me that His solution to the messiness of life was not changed circumstances, but rather a transformation of the mind to Christ's perspective. More Power Than You Think refers to the power we have to be changed and transformed based solely on what we think and believe in our mind. Renewing the mind is so much more than overcoming thoughts of depression and anxiety. It is choosing thoughts that have the power to unify instead of divide, love instead of hate, surrender instead of resist. It is the key to loving God properly, getting through suffering without accusing God, and prevents regret, sin, shame, and guilt. Everything we do today begins with a thought in our mind and what we choose to do with it. On this podcast, we learn to renew the mind in every area of our lives so we can live, love, and be loved in the way Christ intended. There is a subtle but powerful lie the devil is telling us that tremendously limits our impact for Christ. This lie keeps us full of enough fear to prevent us from taking action, thus preventing God from demonstrating His power in us and through us. If I said, "I prayed and asked God to teach me patience," what would most people say in response? "Oh, you are really asking for it now," or "You have no idea what you have done," or "That was foolish." We all know that trials will likely be heading their way, but why are we responding this way? Why is there such negativity towards praying such a prayer? I recently prayed a similar bold prayer and then began wondering if I had done something unwise and foolish. The negativity concerning such prayer requests just didn't make sense to me. As I reasoned with myself using Scripture, I kept coming to the same conclusion. Is this particular kind of prayer request exempt from God's help? No. Can perfect peace not be attained with this kind of request? Of course it can. Have God's promises of provision during trials suddenly vanished? No. Trials might come our way, so we shouldn't pray big, challenging prayers. What? Of course we should. I have been through some extremely painful, difficult trials. The outcome of these trials resulted in beautiful things. Because of these trials, God is now my best friend. Through these trials, God proved His power, mercy, and faithfulness. Through these trials, I clearly saw God's hand. Through these trials, I learned God is enough. Without these trials and the fruit from them, I would be unusable. I would be lost. In fact, I would probably be dead. So why would I refrain from praying a bold prayer just because it may bring trials? On the other side of trials is hope, deepened faith, deeper fellowship with God, abundant peace, and a more usable servant for God's work. Why would I run from that? The devil wants us to believe that if we ask God a bold prayer such as teaching us patience, then number one, we are on our own. And number two, the process will be a horrible ordeal. So we don't ask. We have been tricked to think such prayers are foolish, brazen, or a mistake. based on the response above, which I have heard countless times, we have been discouraged from praying such life-changing prayers. The devil is very happy with this result. We end up not praying prayers that will change lives, and we stay safe and comfortable, or so we think, and God's power does not get demonstrated through us to benefit others. I would like to invite you to look at the whole "don't pray for patience" scenario from a different light. Instead of saying it's foolish to pray for patience, let's flip that perspective. If you know you need patience and that your lack of it is hurting those around you and hurting your ministry, then wouldn't you be a fool not to ask for patience? We have a lie in our head, the devil's lie, that if we ask God to teach us something difficult, he's going to have this out to get you attitude and try to break and tear us down with failure and then say, "Be careful what you ask for." I do not believe that this is how God reacts. Allowing trials so we can continue to grow in Christ reveals God's wisdom, patience, long-suffering, provision, mercy, and grace, just to name a few attributes. It is God's will that we examine ourselves to see the areas where we need to grow. For us to be effective in serving others, we must be willing to continue moving forward in the sanctification process. Psalm 139, 23, and 24 is a wonderful prayer to pray. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Let's say you do ask for patience, and God allows things in your life that test and stretch your capacity to be patient. A trial that we invite for ourselves, asking to learn patience, for example, has the same promises from Scripture as any other trial that comes without our asking. But we act as if his promises no longer apply. God says that we can have joy and perfect peace at all times. God says that in every circumstance he will be with us and help us. We always have God's promises available to us. God is pleased when his servants humbly come before him and ask his help. God loves it when a servant is teachable and wants to be shaped and molded for his glory. This is what God has always wanted from you. Surrender. As he allows things into your life to teach you what you asked for, he is going to rejoice when you remember to turn to him for wisdom and when you continue to fellowship and trust and have faith in him as he takes you through your trial. On the other side of that journey, not only have you learned or have begun to learn what you asked him to teach you, but you also have increased your capacity to trust and increase the depth of your fellowship with the Lord. Fellow servant, you have three choices when you recognize a sin, an obstacle, or a need for growth and refinement. Number one, you can stay where you are. Number two, you can try to figure it out on your own. Or number three, you can ask God to orchestrate a beautiful plan. It is our responsibility to be participants and conduits for God's work and power. Here are two reasons that a prayer, like praying for patience, might be prayed. You recognize your impatience is a sin or a weight that is marring your testimony and your relationship with God. Your prayer request may go something like this: "Lord, you are showing me my impatience is selfish. It is hurting my family and the ministry you've given me. Please help me get victory in this area for your glory." Hebrews 12:1, "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." A second example of why you might pray a prayer of, "Lord, let me go through anything for you. Let me go through hard things," is because you have a burden for a cause or people group that you want to serve regardless of the cost. You are willing to go through further refining so that you are equipped to serve in the greatest capacity. Your prayer request may go something like this: "Lord, I am willing to go through whatever you need to take me through for me to be equipped to serve these people. Please teach me what I need to learn so that I can serve them properly." Do not shy away from asking hard things and difficult lessons. Fear may be present, but don't remain in that fear. Don't camp out and live in that fear and let it paralyze you. We should be encouraging each other to pray prayers like a prayer for patience, not discouraging one another. These kinds of prayers change lives and bring God glory. Here are a few tips when asking a bold prayer, like a prayer for patience or a prayer of surrender. Number one, ask with humility. There should be no haughty spirit of pride in your heart. Examine yourself to be sure you are not tempting God. There is no room for pride in this prayer request. Remember, on our own, we will fail. Only through Christ will we have the strength to be tried and refined and come out changed on the other side. Secondly, ask with a purpose. The results you seek are twofold: to bring God glory and for you to become a vessel that has increased their capacity to be used for Christ. Number three, remember that all of God's precious promises still apply. He will give you wisdom and strength constantly when you ask. He will give you perfect peace as you trust Him. He will go with you through every experience He allows. Amazingly, you can even have joy as God teaches you hard things. Number four, ask God, if it be His will, to teach you in a way that you can then teach others. Number five, although you are not asking for painful things, realize that in order to grow, God may take you through waters you have never been through, or have you revisit trials that have caused pain in the past. Take comfort that God never takes action without purpose. God is for you. So if patience is what you need, don't be afraid to ask for it. If you have a problem with anger, don't be afraid to ask God for help. If you need to be more compassionate, don't be afraid to ask God to teach you compassion. If you're willing to go through anything so that a loved one gets saved, don't be afraid to tell him that. Now, I admit this request is scary, but you can work through the fear if you feel led to pray this. If you are willing to experience whatever you need to go through to be the most usable servant, don't be afraid to tell God. The devil wants to paralyze us with fear so that we don't take action. He wants us to stay in a comfortable, stagnant state. He does not want us to know the transforming power that God has available to us. It is the devil that puts fear in us about the testing that asking brings. John 8:44, for he is a liar and the father of it. And John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to kill and to destroy. Christ wants us to serve Him and be willing to pay any cost. He wants us to be lavished with abundant life, being vessels of His power to those He's given us to serve. Christ gives us the power to overcome fear. He gives us permission to ask for big things. He makes every word of God available to us. Again, John 10:10, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. When we ask God to search our hearts and to teach us hard things, He is thrilled at the opportunity to show us His strength, His power, and His wisdom. He is thrilled to unfold a beautiful plan to teach us what we need to know. God rejoices to find a servant that is willing to be selfless. He is thrilled when we are willing to put our lives in His hands. Imagine the impact we could have on our world if every Christian was willing to pray for transformation, no matter the cost. At the time that I wrote this journal entry, I had asked God for big things, so I'll continue to read, and that's the perspective that it's coming from. Currently in my life, God has asked me to do something, but I don't feel prepared. So several months ago, I asked Him to do whatever He needs to do for me to be ready. Well, He is doing what I asked, and He is using valleys to do so. Wondering how my trial is going? Painfully. But my pain has purpose, and God has my hand in His. We walk through it together. In the midst of the pain, I ask Him to teach me how to get through it in a way that I can then teach others in the same valley. Him and I are working together. I have not detected a "be careful what you ask for" or "and I told you so" attitude from God in this journey. For further assurance, God has reminded me that if I still don't feel ready when the time comes to serve in the way that He has asked, I have no need to worry, because in my weakness will be His strength. He's got it covered. I'm so grateful that he equips us for what he asks us to do. He is so tender and gracious as he teaches us what we have asked to learn. Co-laborer, be bold in your prayers. Ask for what you need in order to be a usable vessel. Pray for transformation for the purpose of his glory and reaching others. It is his will that we become more like his son. We are asking for something that is good and right, and God is rooting for your victory. As you consider to ask big prayers, remember two scriptures that I have taped to my wall. One is, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Does that sound like a God that's saying, I told you so? I don't think so. That sounds like a God that is saying, I know how to provide for you, and I can do it in a way that you have not even been able to imagine. And then the other verse I love is, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, unto him be glory. Again, he loves opportunities to exceed our expectations, and everything that he teaches us is always enveloped with grace and mercy and wisdom and gentleness. And he sees the whole story, so he knows how to unfold these lessons that we need to learn in the most beautiful, beautiful way.
Thank you for taking time to listen and connect with me today. I'm your host, Jennifer Scow. We're going to end this episode with a song from one of my albums. If you're enjoying my music, you can watch my music videos on my YouTube channel and can listen or buy my music anywhere music can be found. Please take a moment to leave me a written review on Apple Podcasts. First, this lets me know God is using the show in your life. And secondly, reviews prompt the algorithm to share this show with more of our brothers and sisters in Christ. If this has been a blessing to you, then leaving a review will help it be a blessing to others. Thank you for doing that for me. Until we meet again, I want to encourage you to invite God to everything and keep choosing loyalty to God's thoughts above your own. Thank you for inviting me into your day. We are co-laborers and soldiers in this battle for the mind, and the best news is that we are on the winning side. I'll talk to you next week. Love, Jennifer.
In God's heart, there's a place I was made to fill. I find amazing grace when I'm found within his will, and he's reserved a sacred place where we can spend the day, and he's waiting there for me, inviting me to stay. And every day I'm amazed that God would spend day with me. I'm overwhelmed by his grace that he would feel such love for me. To him I'm worth saving, and my heart is craving to know him in his righteousness and understand a place only God can fill. He covers my disgrace with the blood that Jesus spilled, and he invites me to a place where we can spend the day, and he's waiting there for me, inviting me to stay. And every day I'm amazed that God would spend much love for me. To him I'm worth saving, and my heart is craving to know him in his righteousness and understand his ways. Every day, in every way, I'm amazed. I'm overwhelmed that he would feel such love for me. To him